in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Beis Kishemafana Elu Arba Echomesh Kupais. So we're saying you can take out these four or five containers, and we said that each one holds three saw. So Lo Yechalkim BeKupais Ketanis Lo Halichim BeHarbi Palmim Kelo Hakol Hamasri. So the choice the person has is to divide them up into smaller containers, thereby making more actual excursions in and out, but carrying each time carrying less, or doing lesser excursions carrying each time more. So which one is better? Mitzad the Tircha of Shabbos, do we prefer that the person should lessen the load or lessen the amount of times? So you should not do the smaller amount to lessen the loads. The fact that you're doing the walking multiple times is more of an issue that makes it more noticeable, etc. Okay, there's no mishabur on days. Gimel. Elo arba echomesh kupesh mafano. That which we're allowing you to take out four or five containers is if you have one guest. So this amount is now going to be allowed per guest. We don't want one person doing all of the schlepping. That would be incorrect. Each person would schlep out his own items. You know, he's a guest. I guess that's part of the... we'll put him to work. Or somebody else will do it for him. And then we also said you cannot totally empty out the whole place either. So they're sitting on the wagon. You want to unload the wagon. Unless you need this lekoyd orchim, or the tzarich mitzvah, the havi kimafana hoitzer. So unless there be some valid Shabbos need, which we're going to allow it. Okay. Yud. So katan yud. So we have a case of these chavash yam, which were brought on the wagon. I feel like Shabbos, even though the wagon, it wasn't because it arrived on Shabbos, even if it arrived before Shabbos, if it only arrived on Shabbos, the driver was not necessarily Jewish, and you don't know where he was coming from, but where it was before Shabbos. And so it arrived before Shabbos. And he planned to use this wine. So there's no question of that it came to the tchum. There's no question that he wants to use it, so it's not muksa, set aside for business purposes, whatever it is. Everything is in place.
But it came before Shabbos.
But the process of unloading the wagon is a weekday type of process, or because of tircha, the two stories which you said before. You can take wine out from the barrel while it's on the wagon. If you're not able to access the wine while it's on the wagon, he needs the wine. Shar lefarkan, he can take off. Then they quote a Shabbos who called our mitzvah, because using the wine for Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So that would allow, like the Ramah said, the tzarek mitzvah, you're allowed to unload.
But we haven't used that until now. As we've reported Archim, we haven't simply said you are tzarek Shabbos, you're owning Shabbos with the being in front of the Yom Kippur Matir.
Yeah, that was a matir. Over here, I actually need the wine in the barrel.
But the whole case of being in front of the yotzer, isn't the assumption that we need it? Isn't that the place that...
I need the place. I don't need the item. Right over here, I'm using the item.
Oh, I thought it was that you want the item, but you can't unless you need the place. But if I want the item, then I can?
Yeah. If that's the only way you could access the use of the item, that would be the same as the case of the yeah. So you're allowed to unload the Kvod Archim. We said before the shear of a kupa was three saw, and we set up to five kupas, which so 15 saw would be more than the total amount. So if one kupa is that size already, that's definitely going to be not going to be allowed. So the Magen Avraham gives us the calculation of the size of this. It's not so large. It's an amma by an amma, by an amma, an amma plus another three etzbos. Even who makam seda, imutter b'zeh amir lehudi, and yehudi, ayin b'sim shin zayin, sepeh, b'sim shin lamadalit, b'man yehudi, ma'atz, v'parkim b'shabbat, in tzarech lim chuspiyot. To ask the goy to do it. That a hefset gadol is considered a bona fide tzarech. I'm not familiar with this. This is something I'm not clear about. The Yisrim, which are because of tircha and uvda d'chol, are in general, like Mishnah Berurah said, those are Yisrim which they don't have a makor in the rice of Dika Isser. And so they're more cool of Dik. That's why we're mata the Isser Darbanan itself, mitzvah, tzarech archim, etc. You don't usually mata that. So the rules of Amir la'akim on those type of things are not as chomer as Amir la'akim on other things. I just never got clear what the rules are.
Orchim and what mitzvah?
Yeah. Okay. Simishin Lamadal, which is the lochus of a fire breaks out on Shabbos. Okay. Nafud leka b'Shabbos. So a fire broke out on Shabbos. Now we're talking about a situation where there's no concern of danger to life. So once we take that, that's not a concern. The Ramor will say later on that nowadays the way they lived in their ghetto type of situations, that was a very, you know, normally we have to assume there's always a danger for life, because even if this person knows that they can evacuate their building, fires would spread very, very quickly in the next building. Somebody is elderly, somebody there's a very small child, etc. So, but assuming that we're in a situation where that there's no issue, that there was not a concern of that problem of the fire spreading. So you're not allowed to put out the fire, okay? Now, what are you allowed to remove from the house? So Chazal said, if a person is going to start removing everything, he's going to be so busy trying to save everything, he might put out the fire. So we're going to limit what he's allowed to do. So that's we had this discussion, this type of a svara. Sometimes Chazal said, getting involved makes you end up doing something wrong. Sometimes Chazal said, not allowing makes you doing something wrong. And that was that fear of lacha we skipped before. When you say what? So Chazal put a limit to what you're allowed to get involved in. The point being, if you have limits, so a person knows, a person will be reminded he can't put out the fire. Maybe just, you know, try to save everything as much as you can. You know, he'll just say, hey, why don't you put the fire? And I'll put out the fire. So one thing he's able to save.
Well, if they
when it comes to food,
much, it comes to put out the fire.
If we're going to allow him to take everything, the person is going to come up to put out the fire. That was Chazal's concern. Okay. If it's he has not eaten the first meal of Shabbos, he can save three meals worth. Haray la'adam la'adam, haray la'behema la'behema. He can save human food for humans and animal food for his animals, as much as he needs for the rest of Shabbos. Okay. Shacharis, he's already had the evening meal. He has not had the 2 day meals. He can save Mazon Shtei Sudas of Mincha. He still has Shal Shudas ahead of him. So he can save Mazon Suda Achas. The Bir Lachos is going to point out, so that's per person. So if there's five members of the household, he would save 15 meals worth. Five meals worth for the night, five meals worth for the morning, five meals worth for the Shal Shudas. Now, this limitation is specifically on the Bnei Bayis. Dafka Bnei Bayis, Shadleika Bayis, the members of the household where the fire is, so they become confused, etc. Once they're getting involved in trying to save, if we just allow them to take everything, they would end up eventually just forgetting Shabbos possibly and putting out the fire. But the houses which are nearby, where the fire has not caught yet, and so they have no issue putting out a fire, but they don't have the same level of behilus, and A, and B, that there's no fire for them to put out. So, and that they're going to be so bohol that they're going to go and put out that the other person's fire, that that's not a chashash, and therefore they allowed them to save from their homes whatever they want. Okay.
I'm sorry, so there's very little chance that their house is catching on fire, so they can save whatever they want from their house?
I'm not sure how much of the... But right now, it's a concern. It's not a vade that's going to happen. It's a concern. Right. Okay, Mishabura Aleph. Yochel Lahatzel. Anikom Mishim Sipir Aleph. The Lahatzel Mibayas the Chotzer Shaloi. Yesherman the Loi Yochel Lahatzel Komashi Yirtz. So this is all talking about carrying out the Chotzer... According to one opinion, to a chotzer shenem urevis. So then already, we're being matur our issur d'rabbanon to carry, and we're saying, you know, only be matzel, allow you to matzel a limited amount, because the person is aware he's doing something. The whole thing is going to end up being, wow, I can do whatever I need. I'll put out the fire, but if it's carrying to the chotzer shaloi. There's a Yesh Arman which says that Chazal did not put a limit on that. V'shachas mazin beis suras v'bachas adim hu lachar chatzoyz v'filo medayim lo'ochol ein matzal kima mazin surachas v'megadim mefachas v'zeh. Zabach says they were kaveya the morning too. It's really the afternoon, even though you didn't eat yet. That's, you know, that's your business. But the ma'aseh Chazal were kaveya like that. And the v'megadim is not convinced that that's true. Okay. So if I should like about Ritzler Al Kame Vadi Bal, he's definitely the people of that household where the fire is are definitely being overwhelmed. Visharisale, if we're going to allow them to take whatever they want, we're also the Kabuya, they're gonna come and put out the fire. So Mr. Brewer raises that question, which is that long Bir Locha. He does touch on this question. Sometimes we use as argument, if we're going to be we're going to allow you, you're going to end up getting involved and then doing the wrong thing. So let's not get involved. Somebody's saying, you know, if you don't get involved, if you don't let you do something, you're going to end up doing an avera. So you've got to be mad with something. So it's the same type of a svara, the opposite direction. How does that work? Over here, we're not allowing you to save things. This way, he won't come to put out the fire. By the case of the mace, person has a dead relative, and the fire is burning. We allow him to, even though the mace is muksa, we're allowed them to take the mace out, because if we don't, not going to matter that, it'll put out the fire. So we're matter the isir, because otherwise it'll put out the fire. Because Kosa b'simin reish shem yin aleph. So Kosa Tosis asks the question. He says, the mace adam bol alav tvei. But the case of the mace, the person's reaction, the concern about the mace is more than a person's money. Kach hutzuhu lahatr kresh l'yichab b'mase. over there, if the rabbi says you can't do anything, he's going to decide knowingly to go against the psak. That's what we're afraid of. Mm. It's just so important to him. He's just like he's going to decide to ignore. That's the concern over there. Alakan, the Einan and Bol Kokach, it's not the same level of emotional reaction. So then that's the other way around. So we say it's us, sir. He'll listen to us. Right? He's not going to go against. That's what we're not afraid of, him of ignoring the psak, knowingly ignoring. That's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the other way around. He's just going to get so overwhelmed, he's going to forget. So then, the less you're involved, the less that's a possibility. Right. Okay. So that's Tosis's Teretz. I told you my story. I had this story once that I had. I was saying a halacha shir in a night cuddle in Cleveland, and there was another group of people which weren't from yet. Who were learning Pirkei Avos, whatever it was. One week, the person who was giving that shir didn't show up, and the organizer just took those people and dropped them into my halacha shir. We went to the Lake of Shabbos. And we got this halacha, you know, to put out the fire. I said, people live in close proximity, we hold you allowed to. People live on their own private lot, you know, there's nobody nearby, it's not going to... So this one fellow who says to me that this fellow owned a mansion out in some very, very exclusive neighborhood, and the next house was, you know, a good half a mile away, you know, type of thing. The fellow owned a chain of retail stores, clothing, and a large, very large, he had like three different levels of the chains. I mean, quite wealthy fellow. So I had said, in a situation where, you know, the people know who the members of the household are, everybody's out, everybody's safe, so you just put out the fire to save your money, you know, I'll do that. Right, so you're not even asking Goy. You can't even call the fire department. So the person said to me, you know, you mean to tell me that that's what you would do? I said, I'd like to believe I would do the right thing. He says, Rabbi, you're crazy. And I, you know, this is great. I set the guy back, you know, coming through him, like, you know, about a year or so. I don't know, like, you know. So it's like, yeah, it was great. I mean, like, my mazel, the guy came punk that week, you know. Okay. But the house, the homes which are nearby, Shana Bahulam Kolkach, they don't have the same type of reaction. In an apartment building, the assumption is that's called the same place. You know, we're talking about that they're separate structures. They're not, you know, they're not. So it's a different. The fire is not there yet. At the end of the siman, we have the Rama, which says, if we're in a situation where there's a kodesh nefashos, so you're allowed to put out the fire. So meanwhile, while they're arranging to put out the fire, let them save as much as they want, because what's the problem? Well, you can't save because you might put out the fire. You're allowed to put out the fire. So he says in that situation they can save everything, because there's no, this whole chashash falls off. So the Mishabura responds and says, that's not necessarily true. This issue of the person being just overwhelmed, getting so involved to say that he's going to be overwhelmed and not think about what he's doing, he might, besides putting out the fire, there's a possibility of caring which is a rabbin. The more it talks about a case not of a fire, where the person's barrel, which contains his oil, which was very valuable, talks about oil, talks about wine. So you want to save the liquid. We also limited what you're allowed to do, because again, we're afraid that a person's going to come and do malachas. So we limited the amount that you're allowed to do. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but the truth is, even though there's an argument that this is not mutter, those people which are going to be lenient and do that, I cannot tell them that they're also. Why? The Dasataz, Mubar the Kamam, Sivkat and Beis. Mubar Sivkat and Beis, Mash the Gam Kenda, Betzolus Mos, Mutter the Das Bala Chuma, Imano Oira Yeleza Isa the Raisa, Chem Isa the Heter. Okay, so there's a taz which is now, it should not be, it's a cut and base, sounds strange. Means the taz is a cut and base. We're gonna see Siv Beis in a second, that there's those which are matir to carry out money and muksa to save them, etc. Now, what is that talking about? They're talking about the other homes, which we said they're allowed to save everything they want. Well, you know, not only that, they can even save muksa things. But they're talking about the bias where the fire is. The Pshash is just talking about other houses, because the house with the fire is, you can't do anything. You're just limited to save a certain amount of food. So obviously, you can't save the money. There is an opinion of the Taz that says no. So even though there's a strong argument against that opinion, Lamaisa. I can't tell you, somebody who's being makel, it doesn't know what to rely on. Kazav chayodim efshet lo lefi zeh gam acherim chutu melabayis v'ishter bonav v'mehabayis ad lekeboi she'en behulim avnoshim acherim she'enam behulim kol kach mutu lehem lahatzel bishviloi. Now, that this word should allow that even though the same way the neighbor can save from his home, the neighbor can save from the home where the fire is. They can, though, even though the Balabais himself cannot, but the neighbors could do that for him. And a filumos, the neighbor Elisha Muksa, Hanukadas Yesh Matirim, Shuba Basamba, that the Matirim hold the Mokam Hepsi Chazal Ramata, this or Muksa. I've also taught them Shiloh, but the Carmelis Ad Kamlishan. But the carry out to a Carmelis would not be Muksa. Okay, so let's see that sif. Sif Beis. B'yesh matirim. So this is the opinion of the Bala Truma. The Taltu Mos Dvarim Muksim Kelatzilim Mipnei Adleika or Mienosim Haborim LeGozlim. You would be allowed to move money, muksa items, or money or muksa items, to save them from a fire, or because a case where there's a bandits coming to steal. The Makam Seder Ein Lochish Lissu Muksa, the Makam Chaseder Chazal Ramata Lissu Muksa. Carrying to Carmel is not, but the Muksa, yes. Muksa is more lenient. V'yesh Oistrim, some disagree. I feel alarm Len Yehudi, the Taltal Skara, and he said it's Machos, Kshamim Yesh Misha Oistr. Going back to before, again, we're not talking about necessarily a fire. We're talking about a case where there's a potential, there's you're losing. So I have merchandise which is getting rained on and going to be damaged. And I want to ask the goy to move it. And the items are muksa. So I want to ask the goy to move it. So we said before, this opinion says that's also, so that clearly indicates that they were not being matter the Isser of Muksa, not only the Israel himself, but even asking a goy, we're not going to be matter. So that's the dependent, two extremes in the Heter over here. Mishabura Yesh Matirim, Sifkat Mehe. Hanodavka Babayas Akhar Shayna Behulim, Beloved Babayas Adleka Chanabas of Alav. So the Magen Avraham learns that this heter of saving muksa items, etc., is on the neighboring homes, which are allowed to save as much as they want. So next question is, are they allowed to save muksa? So this opinion says yes, muksa as well. But the home where the fire is, which we're not allowing them to save more than most gimel sudas, they're also not allowed to save the muksa items either, obviously. That's why the Magen Avraham learns, and that's how the Mishabura points out, and the Shazadim supports that. Not like the Taz. Take a look at the Sharetzi and the Sivkot and Gimel. It's a Bach of the Magen Avraham, Chayin Achiyach, and the Shazadim, and the Sefer Truma. If you look at the Sefer Truma itself, that's how to understand it. Chayin Mashabir Grua. Shaloi Ka Taz, and not like the Taz. The Taz learns in the Baal Tshuma. So by the money, the Taz says, now the argument goes the other way around. The money is more similar to the mace than it is to the food. So you tell the person that you're going to lose all your money, the guy's going to say, tough luck, I don't care, I'm going to go save something. So over here, I don't know, we need to be matter it. That's more like the mace. You say, we don't let you save the mace, thereby carrying muksa, the guy's going to put out the fire. So here's my friend over there in his mansion, saying, you know, you're going to lose all of your multi-million dollars, you know. He says, I'm not going to listen, I'll put out the fire. So we say, you know what, we'll let you carry the muksa. There's recently the tal to latznia, also the kabuye. The Derech HaChaim says you can rely on the Taz. I can't tell you that those who rely on the Taz don't know what to rely on, so I can't tell you you have to stop those which are relying on the Taz. But that's not pshat. If you look at the Sefer HaTshuva, which is the source for this halacha, he did not say that. So Mishabura holds it correct. So in his pirish, he's learning, like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that it's referring to the other homes, not the home where the fire is. Now, where do we find this makor? What's the makor for this halacha? The Sefer Truma is the Rishon. You know, he can't be matar and isamuksa. What's his source for this idea that Chazal were makel for a person to be metaltal muksa makam hefset? So the Taltum, the Mishabur is the Kotun Vav. Taimon, so the opinion of this Yesh Matirim is the London Mihad, the Tira, the Misha Hikshik Baderach, the Hilach Kisai, Pachos Medaladamas, Keshlo Yasa, Issachomer, Mimeno, Vyelach, Sam Lehedja. So there's a Gemara which talks about, again, here we have this issue of the balance. The more a person is traveling along, he has his kiss with his money in it. Kiss being like a purse that they would keep their money in, and it's Shabbos, can't carry anymore. So Chazal said that the person can carry pachas medaladamas. It says preferably you should have the animal carry. There's no animal. You have a cotton carry. There's no goy. You have to use the animal. There's no animal. You use the cotton. You all by yourself. You carry it pachas medaladamas. You person goes less than daladamas, stops, then. So he's even though he's carrying less than daladamas, one time is mutter rishus rabim. Person rishus rabim, he wants to move something within daladamas, less than daladamas is mutter. Daladamas is the chiyuv of the rice. But do it multiple times and it's the rabbanon, because afraid the person is going to forget and walk more than daladamas. But if we tell the guy you can't do anything, he's just going to carry. All right, so we have this story, even by money, the Chazal came along and said that by money, because of the value to the person, we're being matzah, we serve Rabbanan, because otherwise the guy is just going to do an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's the materium. So they said, well, the same thing is true. So who the nami bekan hitira la iser tiltu muksa kadeshal yomer lechabas adleika. If we don't allow him to save his money, the guy's going to say, I don't care what your rabbi say, I'm going to put out the fire, which that's much more chomer than iser. Moving muksa versus putting out a fire is a different ballgame. And even if you tell me that putting out a fire is for the round says it's a very chomer. The malach hashem tzil guf is a very chomer issur d'rabbanan, because it's the exact same action as the issur d'raisa. So just it depends on intent. So that chazal was dealt with. It's a higher level of issur d'rabbanan. And muksa is not even doesn't have an ikur b'raisa b'chalal. So we're going to be matter the issur of moving muksa. She shouldn't come to put out the fire. We're going to matter the issur of going less than Dalaramis, otherwise he's going to carry Dalaramis behedja. Gam gabi anosim, atirish, keshal yobel, lahoitzir, som, lishisarabim, behedja. If we allow him to take the muks and hide it away, so he'll save it from these bandits which are coming in, otherwise he's just going to run away carrying the money with him. Matama Oistrim. So that's the opinion which is Mata. So they're right. We have a Chazal which clearly says this Yisoid that we are willing to be Mata Yisrim Darbonim to prevent the person from coming to more Charmadika Yisrim. Okay. Matama Oistrim. So what's shot in those who say it's Asr? Nasir lehu, the dafka b'misha hechshech b'derech. That case over there, person is traveling, and the Shabbos became dark. I mean, the Shabbos started while he's traveling still. Hushatir loy keish lo yasa isur rab. Over there, we're matter the isur apachas pachim dalaramis. They shouldn't come to a greater isur. Avanosim lekel mecha shemidi. But the case of the anosim, we don't see the same type of a level of concern. That the person should be carrying out, not going to happen. He's not going to carry out when the Nosim are coming. He's scared that they'll see him. So again, the way the Magen Rum learns, it's not the same house. So this concern that the person is so overwhelmed that he's going to ignore the halacha and put out the fire anyway doesn't apply to him. It's not his house. Now, the way the Taz learns, we're talking about that person in the same house, so then the materia become more logical. Right? But the Maaseh, the Mishabura pointed out that you look at the Sefer Truma itself, it this is the way to read the Sefer Truma itself.
What's the Sefer Truma said?
That he's the one who's matar.
He's the one who's matar.
If the Bach passes like the Sefer Truma, then it's mutar. So the person is going to do something. Chazal said, "Person not my mouth to control himself and not to save his money is very difficult." He's going to do something, and he's going to say, "You know what? So he'll dig up I'm not going to matter the serum the rabbanon of moving muksa. The guy's going to. He said, "You know what? It's all. He knows that there's the things which are asr and shabbos, mutter and shabbos. You don't tell me exactly what to do. I'm doing a bear. I'll do a bit, the same, bigger bear, smaller bears." So he'll dig up the hole, which is making a hole in the ground that's an issur d'oraisa. And okay. Let's hold it here. So we're holding in the middle of this sifkatan. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow.